Hello there. This is the family doctor.
But I hope not. There. And now she's a burning bright and lively.
My, ain't it raining, though.
Yeah, appears to be. Oh, hello there, Ella Mary. Sort of a wet evening for you to be out, ain't it?
Yes, I suppose it is, but I was just down to Bayou Theater.
Huh? Abe Meyer ain't running matinees now, is he?
Oh, no. I was just trying to get a job.
Oh, is that so? What kind of a job?
Selling tickets.
Oh, uh-huh. Did you get it?
No, Mr. Meyer says he's perfectly satisfied with Sadie's shoes.
Well, Sadie sure do know how to handle the customers, all right.
Yeah.
Especially those roughnecks from Dunlap Junction. Well, anything I can do for you?
Oh, no, thanks.
Just sort of any old port in the storm, huh?
Yep, sort of.
Johnny ain't here, Ella Mary.
Oh, isn't he? I mean, is that so?
Yep, he's out to Judge Windsor's house, delivering some cough syrup.
Oh, I see. Well, the storm seems to be getting a little better. Maybe I'd better run along home. Will you tell Johnny I was here, Mr. May?
Oh, sure. Sure thing, you know.
Well, goodbye.
So long, Ella Mary. Remember me to the folks.
All right, I will. Oh, hello, Dr. Adams.
How do you do, Ella Mary? How's the folks?
Oh, they're fine.
Hey, do you mind shutting that door?
Oh, excuse me, Pete. Well, goodbye, Ella Mary.
Goodbye. Oh!
It sure is comical how the young folks ain't able to hide it when they're in love. How are you, Doc? I hear you got rid of your cold.
How'd you hear that?
Well, I can hear you, can't I?
What was the trouble with Ella Mary Bliss?
Oh, she's just upsot because Johnny Kemp's up to the Windsors. She thinks maybe Faith Windsor will get her net out for him. That sure looks like the eternal triangle.
Yeah. Yeah, too bad, the way Ella Mary takes on. She always gets one of her sick spells every time she does it. Oh, well, folks are all made different for a purpose, I guess. Quite a storm, isn't it?
Yep, sure is. Hope the old dam holds.
What do you mean, Pete May? Gosh, to Friday, why shouldn't it hold?
Well, dunno. Only Griff Miller was down from his place at the lake this PM, and he said he was up a-looking at it last week, and it didn't look any too strong in spots.
Wonder why the county supervisors don't do something about it, then. I'll have to speak to Sam Windsor about that. Well, I'll be upstairs in my office if anybody wants me, Pete.
Okay, Doc. See you later. I gotta fix this dang stove again.
Johnny! just a minute. Well, howdy, Miss Bliss. Come on inside.
Mr. Miller, I want a boat.
You want what? A boat?
Yes, a boat.
What for?
But to row, of course. I want to take a ride on the lake.
Well, Galloping Jehoshaphat. Say, now, listen, Miss Bliss. I can't let you have no boat in weather like this.
Why not?
Why not? Well, because it ain't safe for nobody to be out in the lake in a typhoon like this. That's why not.
All right, then. Don't.
Can I take you down to the town in my rigs?
No, thanks. I'm not going back to town.
Hey, going back to town? What in the name of good and bad did she mean? Where's she going? Wonder if I can see her out in this window. Yep, there she go, up the river trail. Say, that ain't so good. Ain't so good. Hold the dam. Holy smokes, that there's awful, that's what it is. Yep, awful. Say, I'd best take out right after her. She must be catched. Where's my mackinaw? Here it is. Yeah, and my cane. Gotta take out after crazy young'uns. They ain't got no sense these days, nohow. See. I can't see her now. Miss Bliss! Ella Mary Bliss! Oh, Miss Bliss! Ahead of me. Ella Mary Bliss!
Go away, don't follow me!
Holy smoke, there she is. Come on back here, Miss Bliss. Don't you go no further. It ain't safe.
What? What do you mean, not safe?
Listen to me, young woman. You ain't got no right jeopardizing your life like this. It ain't fair to your folks. I mean, that there dam up there ain't safe. I was up only last week looking at it, and there's several spots which is mighty bad. Now, you come on back with me to the cabin, and then I'll take you back down the hill in the rig.
Well, all right, then. Only life just isn't sweet to me anymore.
Huh?
I didn't mean any harm. I just wanted to get away from it all.
All right, now. Come along.
What's that?
Don't know exactly. Bad, though. Come along. Yep. That's what it is, all right. We're in for it now.
What do you mean, Mr. Miller? What do you mean?
The dam. It's a busting up. Yep, it's a busting up, all right. Nope. We'll never make it.
What will we do?
You listen to me, Miss Bliss.
Yes?
If anything happens to... You see this here, Kane?
Yes.
You grab a hold of this now. And if anything happens, just you keep a hold of it. Hang on for dear life. You understand?
Yes.
All right, now. Don't hurry, Anya. Listen.
Oh.
Here she comes.
Good evening, Ella Mary.
Hello, Dr. Adams.
How are you feeling this evening?
Pretty good.
Your leg is comfortable as possible under the circumstances?
Yes, thank you.
That's good. What are you crying for, Ella Mary? You oughtn't to do that.
I can't help it when I think of poor Mr. Miller.
Yes. I can understand how you feel.
Well, how is he, Dr. Adams?
Do you know what a crisis is, Ella Mary?
Crisis? Well, I think I do.
In medicine, it means that time when we doctors can finally decide whether the patient is going to live or die. Well, I'm expecting the crisis in Griff Miller's case tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. Well, I guess I can't do anything more for you tonight, eh, Ella Mary?
Dr. Adams.
Yeah?
Do you think it might help Mr. Miller if I prayed tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think maybe it would. And I think it might help you a heap, too. Don't you think so, Ella Mary?
Oh, yes, Doctor. I know it would.
Thank you.
I can see that, too.
I think he's going to be all right. Pulse is better, too.
That's good. The poor old fella.
I think that's it.
Is that you, Doc Adams?
Yes, Griff. It's me.
Yes, I remember now. The dam. Did it do much damage?
Just to you, Griff. You contracted a bad cold out of it. In fact, I might say it was quite a bit worse than a cold. But you're feeling better now, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I should say. Wait a minute. I just thought, that young woman, Ella Mary Bliss, what happened to her?
She's all right, Griff. Just a compound fracture of the femur. Give her time to think things over for a while.
Yep, I guess so. Hello there, Pete.
Hello, Griff.
Now, Griff, you'd better get some more sleep.
Just as you say, Doc. Holy smokes. I'm sure glad Miss Bliss got saved.
Got saved?
Yep.
Don't you know it was you that saved her, Griff?
Oh shucks. Twat nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd better go to sleep now, Griff.
Just as you say, Doc. But before you go, Doc.
Yes?
Will you tell Miss Bliss something for me?
Oh, of course, Griff. What do you want me to tell her?
Well, just tell her... tell her I hope she gets that there young man she's a-pining for, whoever he is.
This is the family doctor. I'll be in to see you again right soon. Goodbye.